Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is the Thursday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever it's on your mind. You take control of the show. Again, 800-259-9231. You can, of course,
I kind of like the personal problems sometimes.
Man, I love them. We don't get enough of them these days.
And it seems like they're best when...
We're not psychologists or anything like that.
No, we're just a couple of idiots.
We're just people with opinions. That's all. It seems like what?
It seems like they're best when, like, somebody calls in with their personal problem, and then other callers call in and, you know, kind of give their advice, too.
Absolutely.
I kind of like that.
That's a great way to do it, because then you get a variety of opinions, not just Ian and Manwich.
Yeah.
So join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. You get them for free. We charge you nothing. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com. They're right there on the right-hand side of the page. In fact, our archives go even farther back than 6 days, thanks to the good people over at downloadradio.org. You'll find a little link to their site, and they'll take you back to March 1st on the house, totally free, at freetalklive.com. And what we're asking you to do as a result of us giving you all this wonderful stuff for free is go and vote for the show. Now, I believe last time I looked a few moments ago, we were still at number 9. It's just hot competition.
Is it?
It really is. So take the time, if you haven't gone yet this month, because the voting resets every month. So if you have not yet gone in the month of June, go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It takes less than a minute. It's totally free, and all you need is an email address.
That's right. And it helps us immensely.
Absolutely, it does. Every vote gets us probably a few more listeners, I would say. One vote could lead to one extra listener.
Yeah. Seriously. Especially if we can get up to that number one slot.
Absolutely. So, vote.freetalklive.com. Again, this is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Otherwise, we have to bring up what is on ours. And actually, I don't even know what you've got for prep tonight, man. Which,
I got a few different things.
But I want to start with something that is a little bit telling. We've talked about marriage before.
Telling?
Yeah, telling in that people have made the claim, and I fully believe it, and this backs it up, that when you get married to another person, and it's a state-licensed marriage, an official marriage, when that happens, your kids basically become property of the state. That's the idea.
I don't see how that's possible.
Well, we're going to look into that a little bit further, but first...
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, please give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to the freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. All right, so I got this in an email from one of our listeners. You can email us. Our listeners are great about sending us show prep. Makes my job a lot easier. Anyway, it came from John. And it's an article about a couple of parents that were getting a divorce, and the judge decided to restrict them from exposing their child to, as the judge put it, non-mainstream religious beliefs and rituals.
I've read this, too. I don't know if this makes your kids property of the state. It just, in fact, makes this judge invasive and overstepping in his bounds.
Well, an Indianapolis father is appealing a Marion County judge's unusual order that prohibits him and his ex-wife from exposing their child to non-mainstream religious beliefs and rituals. The parents, both of them, practice Wicca, a contemporary pagan religion that emphasizes a balance in nature and reverence for the earth. And I think they cast spells, too. Cale J. Bradley.
Really, how do they do that?
I don't know.
They shake sticks at you?
I don't know. Okay. You'll have to ask the Wiccan.
Okay.
Cale J. Bradford, chief judge of the Marion Superior Court, kept the unusual provision in the couple's divorce decree, decree last year over their fierce objections, court records show. The order does not define a mainstream religion. Bradford refused to remove the provision after the 9-year-old boy's outraged parents, Thomas Jones Jr. and his ex-wife, Tammy Bristol, protested last fall. So both parents, in this case, are saying, well, we want to raise our kid with Wicca. We want to raise our kid with our religion. What? You're telling us we can't?
This is just a guy who's a little overzealous in his religion, and...
Well, he didn't tell him you have to do Christianity or you have to be Muslim or anything like that. He just said you cannot expose them to non-mainstream religious beliefs.
Well, that's because he knew he couldn't step over the bounds and say, you can't...
Well, no. Okay, you just said he stepped over the bounds by telling them this, right? Period.
Right. Well, maybe he didn't
step over the bounds.
In his mind, there's another set of boundaries.
Well, yeah, the boundaries are you signed a marriage license with the state government, and that means the state government gets to tell you how your divorce goes. And if that includes how you can educate your kid or... expose your kid to religion? Apparently it includes that.
Well, you know...
Maybe they'll win on the appeal. I don't know.
You're right in a manner of speaking. You're absolutely all right.
This is disgusting.
It is disgusting. You know, you're right in getting a state-licensed marriage. You do let the state into the marriage, and this is in fact proof that the state... if they don't own your kids, they will try to own your kids.
Yeah.
But they'll also try to own you, too. I mean, the state tries very hard to own you.
Absolutely.
So this is...
So why, my point is, why give them the opportunity to own you even more than they already do? Or even more than they already think they do, by signing a marriage license? Let's go on here. Bradford refused to remove the provisions after the parents protested, though through a court spokeswoman, Bradford said Wednesday he could not discuss the pending legal dispute. Every story we read with a government official, that's always the line.
Well, they don't know what to talk about it. Sorry, can't discuss that.
The parents' wicked beliefs.
We're going to give these people a righteous screwing. And
if I
tell you right,
if I said anything, I might make a mistake, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't want to look like a fool mm-hmm. that I am. The parents' wicked beliefs came to Bradford's attention in a confidential report prepared by the Domestic Relations Counseling Bureau, which provides recommendations to the court on child custody.
You think they make this crap up, don't you? The domestic relations counseling, what?
No, somebody made this up. Somebody decided that, well, since the state is handling marriages, that the state also has to handle kids and how they'll be split up and taken care of with the marriage. So they created an entire bureaucracy that apparently it provided recommendations to the court on child custody and visitation rights. Jones's son apparently attends a local Catholic school. So when, I suppose, in the state of, Indiana, in the state of Indiana, you, if you're getting a divorce and you have a kid, it looks like you have to let the Domestic Relations Counseling Bureau sit down with you, maybe come into your home, maybe monitor you with your kids. Who knows what their process is to determine this stuff? But at some point, they came across the information that these people are Wiccans. And so in a confidential report given to the judge, that is how he found out about it.
Hmm.
Because of this nosy state bureaucracy. Quote, there is a discrepancy between Miss Jones's and Mr. Jones's lifestyle and the belief system adhered to by the parochial school. Ms. Jones and Mr. Jones display little insight into the confusion that these divergent belief systems will have upon the boy as he ages.
Well, he's just going to be all confused about all these religious stuff.
What? What? How is it that the Catholic school is even a factor in all this? Do they have part ownership of the kid as well because he's attending their school? How is it that they get to reconcile that because the kid's going to a Catholic school that he should not be experiencing Wicca? They're worried it's going to be too confusing for the kid. No, the parents don't get to decide what's too confusing and what's not. It's the Domestic Relations Counseling Bureau that gets to decide what's too confusing for the kid. We don't want him to be all flustered when he's growing up, having to pick between different religions.
Mm.
Do you see how deep they are diving into this situation and just... going blah, 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 and just messing everything up? They don't have to be doing this.
And they don't belong there.
No.
You know, I mean, they could look at... You're right.
It's terrible. Right. These poor people. More coming up here. A few more details on this and your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. Does a judge have a right to tell parents that you can't expose your kid to non-mainstream religious beliefs? Does anybody agree with this beyond the judge and this bureaucratic department? 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. Free Talk Live. So take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Finally got the new music, or not the new music beds, but the old Free Talk Live beds are back in action.
I can see you're happier about
it. I'm so pleased with it, because we've had like the same 17 music beds rotating over and over again for the past 6 months.
I began to notice the music beds, and I had never noticed them before, so it must be because there were fewer of them.
Yes. Now there are many, many, many more. So for those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, you'll recognize some old favorites have returned.
Yeah, anyway. You'll have to have listened for a long time.
Yes, you will. And there are people who have listened for a long time. And if you want to go back and listen to some shows that you missed, you can always go to freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of free stuff there. including archives, the bulletin board system, and much, much more. It's all free because that's the way we think it should be. Yeah, and websites cost money to run, but hey, we think you deserve it. And we think that what we'd like you to do is help us out with a simple vote. We want you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. We're continuing our vote-a-thon tonight because we're still in the bottom five of the top ten. We're in the top ten in the world, yep, which is good. I mean, there's 3,000-something podcasts in the world, and we're one of the top ten, so that's good.
It is good, but we need to be number one.
We need to be the best.
Number one holds so much sway.
Yes.
The reason is that the media people out there believe that podcasting is this new big thing, and it's great. So they're going to give it an inordinate amount of attention.
Correct.
And they're going to give an inordinate amount of attention beyond to podcasting. They're going to give it to the number one podcast in the world. And if that number one podcast in the world is Free Talk Live.
And that is a title that we've held a few times in the past.
If
thanks
it is
to you.
If it's if the number one podcast is Free Talk Live, like it was last month,
mm-hmm,
for, you know.
And back in March. We did it in March, too.
A good portion of the month. So, I mean, we're very capable of it. And basically, a listener can help if they have a heartbeat, a computer,
right,
an internet connection, and an email address.
There you go.
That's all you need.
You go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. And then tell your friends. Tell all your instant message list friends. Forward it to all your email buddies. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about this story about these two Wiccan parents. Now, in case you don't know what Wicca is, I'm not exactly very adept at describing it, but it's an alternative religion. It's I guess a minority religion, if you will. It is not mainstream. There are a number of adherents to it, though. In fact, we know one of our listeners, one of the local Free State Project people here in the Tampa Bay area, is a self-professed Wicca, and so they're definitely out there.
Yeah.
This judge, these two parents were getting divorced, and the kid that they have, apparently there's some bureaucracy that takes a close look at your relationship with your significant other at the time and your kid, and
right,
makes determinations as to custody rights and visitation rights.
Well, they, you know, during a divorce, they decide, especially a divorce where they have children,
mm-hmm,
they have to have a bureaucracy to make sure that the children are fine during this divorce and that they're treated so well, you know. So they, you know, check it out and everything. Go in there and interview the family and that
right
sort of thing.
So in their interviewing process, they discovered that the family were Wiccans. And they revealed that information to this judge, who then decided that in his decision, the parents are now forbidden from exposing their child to, quote, non-mainstream religious beliefs and rituals. It is so bizarre. This is just proof. This is proof that you don't own your kids. That if you get a government-licensed marriage, you're signing away all of your rights. I mean, almost all of your rights to how you can raise your child. Apparently, one of the factors in this decision was the fact that they're sending their kid, these are Wiccans, who are sending their kid to a Catholic school. And the government is concerned that it's going to, quote, it's going to, the confusion these divergent belief systems will have upon the boy as he ages. That's their concern, that the young boy is going to be confused as a result of being a Wicca, but going to Catholic church, or Catholic school, excuse me.
Well, what we have here is concerned, stupid bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And
a concerned, stupid, powerful bureaucrat.
That's the problem.
Are telling these parents what to do. Now, one of the parents, age 37, disputes the bureau's findings, saying he attended Bishop Chatterd High School in Indianapolis as a non-Christian. Jones has brought the case before the Indiana Court of Appeals with help from the Indiana Civil Liberties Union. They filed a request for the appeals court to strike the one-paragraph clause in January, and I really hope they're successful with it. This was done without either of us requesting it, because they're both Wiccans. It's not like mom's a Catholic and dad's a Wiccan.
Right.
In which case, there might be more of a case, you know, there might be an issue there. Because then the court would have to decide, well, you can and can't do this. And even then, I would still be against a court making a decision like that.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. It's upset. But that would be a little more understandable. In this case, both parents are Wiccans. And they both want their kid to be raised the way they want them to, not the way the judge wants it. Anyway, he says, this was done without either of us requesting it, at the judge's whim. It's upsetting to our son that he cannot celebrate holidays with us, including Yule, which is winter solstice, and Ostara, which is the spring equinox. So, Wiccans don't celebrate Christmas, they celebrate winter solstice. And they don't celebrate Easter
They celebrate spring equinox. Okay. The ACLU and Jones assert the judge's order tramples on the parents' constitutional...
What do they do for these holidays?
I'm sure they exchange gifts or something like that. That would be a great question for Wiccans. If you've got an answer, 1-800-259-9231, how do you celebrate winter solstice? 800-259-9231.
Does the vernal equinox bunny come and hide?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there are any mystical characters like that in the Wiccan religion, but I could be wrong. He goes on to say, this is the father talking, the ACLU and Jones assert the judge's order tramples on the parents' constitutional right to expose their son to a religion of their choice. Wasn't that one of the reasons this country was founded? You know, getting away from England, where they had a state-approved religion. People kind of wanted to come here to get away from that sort of control.
Yeah, these folks have stepped over their bounds and made a big mistake.
Both say the court failed to explain how exposing the boy to Wicca's beliefs and practices would harm him. Bristol is not involved in the appeal and cannot be reached for comment. She and Jones have joint custody. The boy lives with the father. Jones and the ACLU also...
You know, another real problem here is these bureaucrats will lose nothing by having tried this. There will be no black mark on their...
They're not going to get fired, that's for sure.
They're not going to get fired. They're not going to get reprimanded.
Even if it's overturned.
No chance of promotion being ended, anything like that. You know, the judge is probably elected, but I don't think it's going to matter much.
No, I mean, it's not like the Christians in the county are going to throw him out of office over this.
God knows it couldn't be their freedom of religion that was attacked just then either. But, the thing is the bureaucrats aren't held responsible for what it is that they do. Mm-hmm. They say, I think it would be better if this kid wasn't exposed to two confusing religions. Let's go ahead and put this in the court order, and the worst thing that can happen is somebody will appeal it, and the ACLU will come along and kick our butts and make us look dumb.
And then everyone will forget about it.
Let's just try it. It's better for the kid.
Right, and then everyone will forget about it. Because nobody's going to remember who... I don't remember who the judge is, and I read his name a few times. Some people have preconceived notions about Wicca, which has some rituals involving nudity, but most would be inoffensive to children, said Philip Goff, director of the Center for the Study of Religion and American Culture at a local university. Wiccans use the language of witchcraft, but it has a different meaning to them. Their practices tend to be rather pacifistic. They intend to revolve around the old pagan holidays. There's not really a church of Wicca, and practices vary from region to region.
I'd like to end this segment with the First Amendment. Or just a portion thereof. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Ah, but this wasn't Congress. This was a judge. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Should parents be banned from exposing their kids to Wicca?
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tom's transportation made him tired and torrid, but then he had a shady idea. When I come back, I'll tell you the tales of the light and dark side of tinting your vehicle's windows. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me.
Okay, Tom, before you decide to go to the dark side or stay in the light, consider these pros and cons of tinting your vehicle's windows. Pros: filtering about 80% of solar heat, tinted windows can improve AC performance. Two, since 95% of UV rays can also be blocked, you'll enjoy a reduction in glare and less eye strain. And three, tinting makes it more difficult for someone to see your vehicle's contents, which is a pro when it comes to thwarting thieves, but a con for police officers in scoping out what's inside cars and identifying hit-and-run drivers. And Tom, since tinting is an option regulated by the state, check laws before going to the dark side. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. The email address, ftl@freetalklive.com. On the website, you will find the Shrine of Female Listeners. You'll be able to get updates about the show. You'll be able to enjoy archives, the bulletin board system, and live streaming, and it's all free. All we ask you to do is once a month, go vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. You punch in your email address, click vote now. They'll send you an email confirmation. You open that confirmation email, click the link inside, and you're done. It's that simple. And it goes a long way. One little vote goes a long way for Free Talk Live because it helps us get up to the top of the charts. And if we're number one, we get more listeners. More listeners means more people exposed to the ideas of liberty and freedom. And that means we're one step closer to being a free country again.
So what are we, like 5 votes from being number 8 on the list? Is that right?
We've been jockeying with number 8 all day long. They've been getting votes all day.
If 5 people that are listening to the show right now go and vote, it'll make a real difference.
Yeah. Absolutely. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a couple of parents that are Wiccans. That means that they don't celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah and all those other days. They celebrate winter solstice. And they believe in sort of a earthy religion. They worship nature, I think. Again, this is my very, very limited knowledge. If you are a Wicca, you're welcome to call in at 800-259-9231. But what has happened is two parents who are both Wiccans are getting divorced. They've got a kid. And this particular kid is going to a Catholic school. Now, obviously, the parents put him there. Because you don't just get to go to a Catholic school just because there's a government Catholic school. There's no such thing. So the parents actively chose to put their kid in a Catholic school being Wiccans.
It's probably the best school in town.
They obviously figured that their kid could handle that. Now, the judge and the bureaucracy in this particular case says, whoa, that's too much for this kid. He'll be all confused when he grows up. Come on. The parents obviously thought it was okay. Why can't we respect their decision? Well, it's because you don't own your kids anymore. It's because when you sign that marriage agreement, and then you have kids after that, the kids become property of you and the state. The state has its little fingers into everything about your marriage, not just your house and your car, but your kids as well. And now the judge has ruled that these parents can't expose their kid to any non-mainstream religions. That means they can't have their kid at their house for when they celebrate Yule or when they celebrate spring solstice.
I think that's summer solstice.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway. Or winter solstice.
Or winter solstice.
But it's like the vernal and the autumnal equinoxes. Equini?
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
They can't have their kid for that.
I knew a kid in high school. His mom was Catholic and his dad was Jewish. And they celebrated all the stuff. He had a bar mitzvah, and he was christened, I believe. Not christened. When the Catholic kids get their confirmation, they get a saint's name. Are you familiar with this?
No.
Yeah. Well, in the Jewish and Catholic religions, when you get to be a certain age, basically about 13, 14, you get an extra name.
Oh,
both of
like
these religions.
But they wouldn't call you saint. They just tack a saint name on
right.
you.
Right. You know, once you'd be born and christened.
So then you'd be like Manwich Mary instead of just Manwich.
Yeah. It's difficult to say, but you'd be John Q. Smith, and then you add it on a saint's name, you'd be John Q. Bartholomew Smith.
I see.
It would be how it would go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, the relevance is that he was taught two religions at the same time.
Got it.
And two major ones in this case. But as a matter of fact, since he got christened and had a bar mitzvah, his name was Robert Joseph Patrick Aloysius.
You have to put that on your driver's license?
He had it everywhere.
Wow,
he
really?
He liked the whole name, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
How does that tie into this? Just as an example of
parents? He could have been confused by these two religions.
But he managed to handle it.
Yeah, he did.
Right. Kids are smarter than they appear. I think they underestimate kids quite a bit.
People put a little too much emphasis on religion, personally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, most of the stuff made up. Somewhere along the line, somebody made it all up.
Absolutely. And wrote it down and spread it.
Said it was yeah. so. Yep. Which is great. You know, I mean, you pick what you want to believe that was made up, but you're picking it.
Yep.
Make that understood.
And normally
somebody else picked something else. So, if you know, let's not get all caught up in this whole religion thing. It's not that important, really.
So we're talking about this expert on religions. Even the U.S. military accommodates Wiccans and educates chaplains about their beliefs. According to this religious studies professor, the federal government has given Wiccans protection under the First Amendment unless this judge has some very specific information about activities involving the child that are harmful, you know, like sacrifice or something like
right.
that, then the law is not on his side. At times, divorcing parents might battle in the courts over the religion of their children, but Kenneth Falk, the ACLU's legal director, says he knows of no such order issued before by an Indiana court. He says it is researched. Also did not turn up such a case nationally. Quote, religion comes up most frequently when there are disputes between the parents. There are a lot of cases where mom and dad are of different faiths, and they're having a tug of war over the kids. This is different. Their dispute is with the judge. When the government's attempting to tell people they're not allowed to engage in non-mainstream activities, that raises some serious concerns. Indiana law generally allows parents who are awarded physical custody of children to determine their religious training. Courts step in only when the children's physical or emotional health would be endangered. And so, anyway, they go on to say it's blatantly unconstitutional. Obviously, the judge can order them to not expose their children to drugs or other inappropriate conduct, but it sounds like this order was confusing or could be misconstrued. And so, during the divorce, he told a court official... This is one of the parents, that Wiccans are not devil worshippers. That's probably a very highly, it's probably something that's constantly misunderstood about them.
Well,
just because you're a pagan doesn't mean that you're a devil worshipper.
You know, some forms of Christianity, I mean, the ones that I've participated in at times in my life, would have said that anything that is not Christianity and their version of Christianity is, in fact, devil worship.
Well, good for them. During the divorce, he told a court that Wiccans are not devil worshippers, and he said he does not practice a form of Wicca that involves nudity. But who cares if he does? How, even if it was the nudity version of Wicca...
Right. What if he was a nudist?
Right, there are plenty of families that live in nudist camps, and their kids go fully naked. And their kids are raised to understand, as the nudists see it, that nudity is okay. Nudity is not something to be afraid of. We're supposed to accept. I mean, if you are really a Christian, you believe that God created man in his own image. Was God wearing a pair of briefs at the time?
No, otherwise man would have been born with a pair of briefs.
Yeah. So by the Christians' own rules and by their own religion and admission, mm-hmm. the human body should be kept, it should not be, you shouldn't be afraid of seeing it.
Now,
there shouldn't be this weird prohibition on that.
I don't know if I agree with that. Christianity would teach you in Genesis that Adam and Eve, before they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, mm-hmm. that crazy story about Adam and Eve eating a quince and suddenly
right.
bringing sin into the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, then once they had eaten of the tree of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, then they had experienced sin, and they realized that they were naked, and that it was sinful to be naked.
Oh, so until they ate the fruit, then they didn't. Okay, then they got modest after they ate the fruit.
Well, modest because being naked was a sin at that point.
Aha! All right, well, anyway, final quote from the parent. I celebrate life as duality. There's a male and female force to everything. I don't believe in Satan. I feel the earth is a living creature, any creature of... I mean, these guys are harmless. Let them raise their kid the way they want to. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us and talk about whatever's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest, something just been biting at you all day, and you want to share it with us? We're here. 800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you. We give it to you free, the bulletin board system, with thousands of posts and hundreds of users, all of it on the house, with no irritating pop-ups or any other of that BS. All we ask that you do is vote for us. We're doing a little vote-a-thon tonight. You go to vote.freetalklive.com, and you'll walk away with a smile on your face. We can't give you anything. Actually, I heard there was one of the shows in the top 10, I heard they were paying their listeners to go vote.
Really?
Yeah. You know, if we had the money, we'd consider it. But we don't.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to ask nicely. Wallet,
right?
Yeah. We're just going to have to try and persuade you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Take you less than a minute, and your vote really counts. It really counts for a lot. It would really help us out to get to number one again.
Thanks.
On the top of the charts.
Appreciate the help.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. Been listening to your podcast, so I had to call you up and straighten you out again.
Well, before you go off on that, Gene, do you have any comments on this Wiccan situation? I mean, as a Christian anarchist, how do you feel about these Wiccans being railroaded by the state?
Well, I have a problem with anybody being railroaded by the state.
Okay.
I always take anybody's side other than the state.
Good. So you'd be on. Okay. Just wanted to see if you'd be on.
As a matter of fact, you don't really even believe the state exists, right?
Well, they exist as a pain in the rear.
So what was on your mind tonight, Gene?
Well, I was going to straighten you out because, as I've always told my child, I know everything except 10 things.
Okay.
And what 10 things are those?
See, he always asked that, too, and you fell for it. If I knew what those 10 were, then I'd know everything, right?
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Very sharp, Gene.
You mentioned GiveMeLiberty.org the other day. I heard it on the podcast. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And I just wanted to say that I'm one of the named plaintiffs in that lawsuit.
Oh, okay. That's the We the People group.
Yeah. And
yes.
I think there's between 2,000 and 3,000 named.
Now, wait a minute, Gene. Isn't that a violation of what you believe? I mean, you can't join a lawsuit. You don't believe
in the
state.
I can join in any contract I choose.
Okay.
A lawsuit is not a creation of the state. It's a creation of the people. It's being heard by the state, supposedly. I mean, I don't expect them to hear it, actually. But.
Yeah, what they're doing is they've got a class action lawsuit that they're filing with, what is it, a couple thousand plaintiffs?
Yeah, I think it's between 2,000 and 3,000. I can't remember.
And the purpose, can you describe the purpose of this lawsuit, Gene?
Purpose is to force the government to listen to the petitions of the people and the grievances of the people, because it's in the First Amendment.
Don't they also have to respond to the grievances, or do they just have to listen?
They do have to respond.
See, now that's a problem, because I know that what the We the People organization at GiveMeLiberty.org did was they set up a actual time and place in Washington, D.C. They sent the petition for redress of grievances to each one of the 535 members of the House and Senate.
And the White House?
No, and the White House. And nobody responded. Nobody showed up. There were a few hundred people there waiting to hear what the response from the government was on a variety of issues. There were questions about Iraq. There were questions about the income tax. All of this, you know, in regards to its constitutionality or lack thereof. And nobody showed up.
First, they won't respond because they've, like I said before, they've turned the tables. They're not the servants anymore. They have put themselves in the position of master, but they are not the master. In fact, they are not the master. But
that's because we created them. We gave them the opportunity to be public servants.
But in effect, they are the master.
No, in effect, they are not the master. They act as though they are, and people accept that they are, but I don't accept it anymore. I've decided that I'm tired of it. And if they try to trump me up, bring me up with some garbage like they did with these poor Wiccans, I will tell them, F you, buddy. I am a sovereign individual. I was one of the people, you know, people created the government, and you can't tell me how to raise my kid.
That's right. But
of course, then again, I wouldn't have signed a government marriage contract in the first place, which is a whole other issue.
Which leads us into my second point, which was the part about the U.S., federal U.S. citizen and all this BS about us being some kind of a creation of the state because our name's in all capital and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've heard rumors about this, and it's very interesting. What do you have to say about it?
I have to say that it's baloney, because there's no way you can enter into a contract unknowingly or by fraud. If you're fraudulently, I mean, let's say that the contracts exist. I don't think they do. But even if they did exist, they still wouldn't exist because of the fact that they're fraudulent. They didn't disclose.
True, they don't have my signature on. There is no signature anywhere saying that I want to be a part of Social Security, for instance.
And
my parents got me that card.
They also didn't disclose the terms of the agreement.
Yep, you're right about that.
All contracts have to have full disclosure. They have to be signed by an adult, and they have to be somebody who is competent. And if they don't have all those things, then they're fraudulent.
Thank goodness you called, Gene, because, you know, every time this gets brought up, I get worried. I'm like, what happened? I really do. I honestly, I get worried about it because it's so weird, and I have no control over it if it happens to be true, and I usually just deny things like that, and that's what I've done in this case, too. But
fortunately for you, it cannot be true because you did not willingly enter into this contract.
And my parents can't enter me into the contracts either.
That's right. As a juvenile, there's no way you can enter into a contract.
Gene, you're always full of good information, man. That's kind of the where. That's kind of the direction I was leaning on it, because according to the research that I had done, nobody had ever successfully implemented the strategies that these redemptionists were talking about. Gene, we always appreciate the call, man. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I think that would be the approach that I would use in any court. I would just say, look, I created you. How can you justify trying to tell me what to do? I haven't hurt anybody. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own, as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine while it then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number one of the show, but we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we do this for you 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. We also have a live Saturday show that we do from 7 to 10 Eastern, every moment of it live, and all of it brought to you free of charge. Online as well, we've got live streaming, we've got archives at freetalklive.com. We charge you nothing. All those other talk shows, they want $5 a month out of you for archives.
Mm-hmm.
We want zero. We just want you to listen. That's all.
And vote.
And vote. Once a month. At vote.freetalklive.com. Now's the time to do it. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you're sitting in front of your computer right now, vote.freetalklive.com. If you're out and about listening to the podcast tomorrow, or you are, or you're listening live via a radio station right now, get to your nearest computer and go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. Takes you less than a minute. We really appreciate it. So, there you go. We've been talking about religion so far tonight. We had Gene the Christian Anarchist on a moment ago. And, Manwich, you're going to tell me about blasphemy?
I am. I've got this strange little article. It's always good for this last little segment.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's weird. Coming out of Amsterdam, this is from Reuters, coming out of Amsterdam. Now, this is the country that just today, or was it yesterday, just recently in the last couple of days, voted not to become part of the EU because they were concerned that their, you know, abortion rights, their, you know, smoking pot and, you know, legal hookers and,
right.
You know, euthanasia laws, all these things would be affected by the EU.
Right.
The quote-unquote Christian EU, according to the good folks in
whatever.
Is it? Netherlands, Dutch people. What is that?
Yeah, I believe that's the
Denmark, right?
No, those are Denmarkians.
Stop screwing with me. That's not funny.
I'm gonna read this article. I really don't know. I'm not a European expert.
Okay, the name of the Lord, which may no longer be taken in vain, in the Dutch village of Saphorst. Saphorst, in the so-called Dutch Bible Belt of eastern towns where religion holds sway, approved a ban on swearing by 13-4.
The ban on just GD or all swear words?
I don't know.
Okay.
The caveat that swearing is not banned when it is an expression of the constitutional freedom of speech may make it difficult to punish offenders.
Mm.
A ban on swearing can be seen as a signal. Now they're calling it swearing. Can be seen as a signal, the council's proposal said. Adding a change in moral values was needed to address the underlying problem.
So you can
pass
smoke
laws
weed.
And make people
right.
Change their behavior.
You can smoke weed, go to the red light district, and have sex with a prostitute, but you can't swear while you're having sex with her.
You better not say, oh, God.
Well, now, is it taking it in vain if you just say, oh, God? I thought you had to say the D after it.
I think that, saying the Lord's name in vain would be saying it without actually talking to him.
I see. I see.
You know, or...
And what is a more vain moment than in the midst of sexual contact?
Or, you know, like it just saying JC, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ! That's definitely
right.
Taking... that would be the Lord
is
as opposed
the Lord?
To the God.
Oh, okay.
Like God's name is some... Like some, you listen to different people, but Yahweh or something like that.
I give everyone permission to take my name in vain.
Just say, Ian!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drat it, Ian! You're nothing but trouble. We're coming back with hour number two on the way. So you got a profanity ban now in the Netherlands. You can smoke weed, but you can't curse.
Well, they're also putting up billboards saying this stuff, so they're spending the taxpayers' money on it.
To let them know they can't curse anymore?
Right.
More coming back. Your show, hour number two, is on the way. Owen's hanging on. Hopefully he'll hang on through the news, and we'll get to him. 800-259-9231. Your call's on the way as well. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're tired...